Hi, I'm Anna Shanae. Welcome to part two of my conversation with Our Own Way. In this final part, Kevin and Adele share how they bring the magic of Fleetwood Mac back to life, capturing emotion, storytelling, and energy that continues to move audiences generations after generation.
If there's one song that always gets the biggest reaction, what song would you say that would be?
Do you know what? We get all different types of reactions to different songs. So sometimes we see people that are like crying and getting emotional when it's the slower songs. I think one that really goes down well is Everywhere. As soon as Ali, who's our Christine McVie, she starts on the keyboards with that first few notes, the crowd just go absolutely crazy. And we always end the first set on that song as well, because it makes people want more, because we've ended on such a big song. It's just a fantastic song. It's very popular, especially, I know, with the kids on TikTok as well. It's one of the ones that's really, really up there at the moment. But also as well, I think, like, Don't Stop and Go Your Own Way, again, two amazing songs. We end on them songs because we know it's going to get everybody up dancing, and they do. But usually the floor is packed with everyone dancing by the time we get to them two songs.
And speaking of emotion, there's a lot of emotion, a lot of energy behind all the lyrics and the sound of the music. Do the real life stories behind the band shape how you perform?
It does, to varying degrees, I think. Maybe not so much their personal lives, although over the years it's been hard to avoid reading about their complex relationships, the drug taking and the fallouts with each other. But each member of our band, we've looked at our counterpart, we've studied the person we're trying to portray, and we basically focus on the musicianship, their musical influences, their approach to how they contribute to the overall Fleetwood Mac sound and the image, really.
Well, how does playing at a more intimate venue like the Stag Theatre shape the way you perform compared to the larger venues that you've performed at?
That's a difficult question, really. There is definitely a connection with the audience when playing in an intimate venue, I'm sure. But no matter how big or how small the venue is, the audience reaction to our performance, it really shapes our show. If the audience is highly engaged with the band, we tend to feel the emotional encouragement behind that. And it really does energize our performance, often leading to spontaneous moments. I think Adele would know more about that than me, but yeah.
So what can the audience at the Stag expect from the concert on the 5th of June? Are there any surprises whatsoever?
Oh, there's always surprises. I just think, you know, they've got to be there. You've got to experience it. Come and see the show. You'll find out and you will have the best evening. And if you're not a Fleetwood Mac fan, which I always say, if you're not a Fleetwood Mac, by the end of our concert or our show, you will be a Fleetwood Mac fan, guaranteed, because the music just speaks for itself.
Well, you bring it back to home, don't you, by having that meet and greet? Are you seeing a new influx of generations coming to see your band perform?
Oh, 100%. With social media now, that has created, I mean, I've got a 16-year-old daughter, so I know. And her and her friends, they come to watch us. It's all over TikTok. I know that Silver Springs is a big hit on TikTok at the moment. And we get so many different age groups coming to our shows now. I see teenagers, early 20s, every generation. I see people that are in their 80s, their 90s, and they still enjoy the music so, so much. So I think Fleetwood Mac, every age group kind of feels their music and they understand their music. I always say TikTok is a major one for us, because I think that has pulled the younger generation more in to liking Fleetwood Mac. You know, I go into New Look and places like that now and I see Fleetwood Mac t-shirts.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it's amazing and it's good for us. It's promotion, really.
For Fleetwood Mac fans
who've never seen Our Own Way, who are listening to, what would you say to persuade them to not miss the show?
I don't know. I'll try and be unbiased in my answer if I can. I mean, no, seriously, with the very sad passing of Christine V, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Adele, I think she passed away on the 30th of November, 2022. Yeah. I mean, it's hard really to believe that that's 3.5 years ago now. And, you know, we saw the end of Christine V. That was really the end of the most talented lineup of Fleetwood Mac's long history. They've had, as you mentioned earlier on, Mona, they've had lots of different band members over the years. But I think when you look at success, and it's very difficult, how do you measure success? If you look at success with regards to album sales and concerts, the rumours era of Fleetwood Mac lineup that we portray is probably the most famous and the most well-known. So, But to be honest, you never see that lineup again because Christine McVie has passed away. So unless you want to come and see Our Own Way, you will be treated to the Fleetwood Mac experience with the energy and the emotion that only a live performance can give you. And what more can I say? Please come along, see the show. We look forward to meeting you if you do. I say we always try and meet everybody after the show. So yeah, please come along.
I wish there was one word to combine emotion and energy all in the same sentence, because that's exactly what I feel when I listen to Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. Adele, Kevin, thank you so much for sharing your story and giving us the insight to Our Own Way. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Yes, Mona, thanks very much for your time. I really enjoyed it. And big hello to all the Fleetwood Mac fans out there.
There you have it. The Fleetwood Mac's experience brought to life by Our Own Way. You can catch them live at the Stag Theater in Seven Oaks on the 5th of June. I'm Mona Shanae for West Kent Radio. Thanks for listening.